KQED.
Before TV programs were saved on video, they were saved on film. Here in the Bay Area, one of the best film archives of our local TV programs lives at San Francisco State University. Its records read like a modern history. Campus riots, cultural uprisings, famous faces, and some footage that's just plain odd. The problem is, film is expensive to archive, and it degrades over time. So a lot of what's left from the 50s, 60s, and 70s is gone. Sam Harnett met with an archivist who's trying to save what's left before that history is lost forever.
That's the sound of San Francisco State TV archivist Alex Cherian at work. He's spinning film reel to reel on a rewind table, hand cleaning and repairing it, frame by agonizing frame.
Sometimes it's really exciting, and often it's very, very dull and repetitive.
But there's a payoff, rediscovering history.
Today, I'm announcing my candidacy for the Democratic nomination for governor.
That's Governor Jerry Brown, back in 1974. And this is protesters and police clashing 5 years earlier on the SF State campus.
Get out of the way!
Normally, you'd have to stalk through a local station archive to find this kind of footage. And it might not even be there. Now, thanks to SF State's archive program, anyone can watch it online.
What we're trying to do is really bring the material so it enters the popular mind. It grabs their imagination, because that way they can connect with their history.
There's no national initiative to save local television. Instead, it's up to a patchwork of independent organizations. In much of the country, no one is doing it at all.
People assume the TV news is there, waiting to be found when they want to reconnect with their history. The sad fact of the matter is, it is not.
A bulk of the archive film comes from local stations KTVU, KPIX, Cron 4, and KQED. But Cherian is always looking for more film, trying to fill in those historical gaps. Earlier this year, he hit the jackpot.
Here's an old Kodak camera. I just couldn't bring myself to throw it out. It's probably a sickness.
Dave Peoples can't get rid of things. His storage facility in Berkeley is dank, dark, and packed with stuff.
We had the greatest cameramen, Al Kine and Sam Lopez, Terry Morrison.
Peoples is fascinated by film. He's worked with it most of his life. In the 1960s, he was a visual editor at local station Cron 4.
I remember Sam Lopez loved the wide-angle lens, which meant when there was some action going on somewhere, Sam was right there, right in it.
Stations trashed all that extra footage shortly after a story aired. But Peoples, he often just couldn't bear to throw it out. So instead, he sneaked it home and stuck it in his storage facility.
I didn't have a methodical way of doing it. I'd just look on the piece of tape that we used to put on the thing, and it'd say Bobby Seale in Oakland or something. And I'd say, oh, you can't throw a Bobby Seale in Oakland. That's history, right?
Now, 45 years later, anyone can watch that clip of Black Panther leader Bobby Seale online at the SF State TV Archive.
Black people are not making any progress, so the revolutionary struggle should go on forth.
It's 1968, and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall has just denied bail to fellow Black Panther leader Eldridge Cleaver. The case was a lightning rod for racial tension at the time.
Thurgood Marshall, as far as I'm concerned, his ass belongs to black people. His ass belongs to black people.
Cut.
Peoples only saved about 10 hours of film, but Cherian says outtakes like these are rare gems, unedited and intimate glimpses into the past.
These are images with the camera rolling, and you feel a real sense of being able to reach out and touch history. And this is the kind of thing that Dave preserved.
There are about 4,000 total hours of tape at the SF State Archive, but Cherian has only been able to put about 4% of it online.
Some of the film will be in the wrong can, some film will be unlabeled. Who knows what we have?
A few weeks ago, Cherian got another call. This time from Cron 4 reporter Art Finger. Finger remembered interviewing Robert Kennedy 3 days before his assassination.
I'd been ransacking through the Cron collection to try and find this material because it would have been the last interview that Robert Kennedy ever gave before he was killed.
Cherian finally found the right film can, but the footage was gone. Robert Kennedy's last interview could be anywhere, unlabeled, mixed up in some other can, or lost forever. For KQED News, I'm Sam Harnett.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.